We're speaking with Dr. William Nettleton, who's the medical director for both Kalamazoo and Calhoun counties, the health departments in both counties. Thanks for taking a few minutes to speak with us.
You're very welcome.
Has there been enough testing in the area for COVID-19? We're hearing people who are wondering because it does seem to be very hard to get a test.
There needs to be more testing, and there's a lack of testing both in Southwest Michigan, the overall state of Michigan, as well as the United States. So there are four main things that are needed to get a COVID-19 test. First, you need a doctor's order or healthcare professional's order. Second, there needs to be adequate testing supplies. Third, healthcare professionals need personal protective equipment to then collect the test. And finally, there needs to be a laboratory to then perform the test. Unfortunately, like the rest of the country, we lack all three of those essential resources. There's not enough laboratory supplies. There's not enough personal protective equipment. And also, we need more laboratories who are able to perform the test.
Do you see that situation improving in the short term?
In the short term, there are slow changes being made. I know our local health systems are working hard on developing their ability to test and to use outside laboratories, including the state of Michigan, but it remains slow going.
Were the hospitals in the area trying to set up their labs so they could do their own tests?
I'd refer that question to our local health systems. They are better able to answer that question more specifically.
Yesterday or earlier this week, it was announced that Abbott Laboratories had come out with a new kind of test that could very quickly test people to see if they had the virus. Do you think that's going to help?
It may help. The key issue would be also the ability to have healthcare professionals collect the specimen as well, and having the appropriate laboratory supplies and the equipment to actually perform the test. So I hope so, but just don't know.
As we're speaking here on Tuesday, just a little bit after noon, there are 24 confirmed cases in Kalamazoo County. That seems to be fairly low. Is that an artifact of the inability to do testing at the scale that we really need?
Well, I think there are a variety of factors that go into the transmission of COVID-19 disease when we compare Southwest Michigan to Southeast Michigan. So we see a large number of cases in Southeast Michigan, and that's probably due to several reasons. So one, there is more population density. Second, that folks perhaps in the Southeast Michigan, the city of Detroit, tend to also have more long-term underlying medical conditions that make it more likely for folks to get sick. And third, people were already getting sick, most likely in Southeast Michigan, before the governor's executive order for staying home and staying safe. So all of those factors go into every community's susceptibility for COVID-19 disease, and that's why it's so important for everyone to be staying home right now and practicing all of those social distancing techniques that have been recommended.
Do you think that that is flattening the curve?
I don't think we have information that indicates that at this point. It's time for the state of Michigan, because our cases continue to grow. But we know that other communities, other countries who've employed these important measures of social distancing and staying home have seen a flattening of their epidemiologic curve.
If someone feels that they have been exposed to COVID-19 or that they're having symptoms of it, what should they do?
So if a person believes they've been exposed to someone who has COVID-19 disease or has concerns about the illness, the first thing they should do is contact their doctor. Health systems have specifically set up lines, and their doctor should also have a line that's be able to answer those questions. Health systems also are moving towards telehealth to help perform those medical encounters over the telephone or over the computer to assess symptoms and really make a determination of who needs to what we call stay home and self-isolate, and who needs to have a higher level of care at an emergency department. For example, someone who is feeling out of breath, trouble breathing, someone who has chest pain, someone who is newly confused. All of those individuals would need to go to an emergency department to be evaluated, and your healthcare professional or doctor can help you make those decisions.
Just today, Governor Whitmer signed a new order that allows hospitals to divert people away from the emergency room for the purposes of coronavirus screening. Do you think that that is going to be helpful?
I haven't looked at that language yet. I think what's important is that folks who are determined by their healthcare professional to perhaps have mild illness to stay home and avoid contact with others. So folks who are really sick and need that high level of care in the emergency department and the hospital have the ability to be cared for there. And also that we preserve the health of our workforce and the health and the accessibility of that personal protective equipment for our healthcare professionals. There's really a shortage of that. So that really needs to be used for those who are most sick.
Is that the situation with what's known as PPE in our area hospitals? Is that situation improving or not so much?
There still continues to be a significant shortage of personal protective equipment. And so the prioritization for those who need medical care, those are the critical questions that our health systems are facing at this time. I think there is understandable confusion and frustration about testing overall. And so I thought I'd provide some additional information about, you know, who gets tested and why and how are tests performed. So in general, when I as a physician order a test, like a thyroid test, I make clinical decisions, for example, on that thyroid test result to change your medication. Or if I order a urine test and I find that there's a bladder infection, I can prescribe an antibiotic. Unfortunately, for COVID-19 disease, there is no known medication or cure for the disease, despite efforts to use drugs that haven't gone through trials yet. So what is a COVID-19 test essentially used for them? What it does is it gives us information for who is most likely to spread the disease in the community and who is most at risk for severe complications. That really is what a COVID-19 test can be used for at this time. COVID-19 test doesn't change the everyday decisions that doctors make in caring for an individual. If someone comes to the hospital and is having trouble breathing and has to go to be admitted to the hospital, a doctor is going to use supportive care like IV fluids and breathing support on a ventilator even before a COVID-19 test comes back. So the COVID-19 test result is really meant at this time to inform decisions made by doctors and public health professionals on who to isolate, who to quarantine, and who to monitor for symptoms. So that's a key point. The COVID-19 test at this time is really used to inform critical public health decisions that affect the entire community. And that is why the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services has issued an emergency order for prioritizing testing for all individuals who undergo testing in the state of Michigan. So those priority folks include hospitalized patients. It includes healthcare professionals, because we want to know if a healthcare professional is sick because they have the ability to spread it to more people, and they are such an essential workforce to take care of our community. Other folks who are prioritized include patients in long-term care facilities with symptoms or first responders with symptoms. Knowing whether those folks are positive is really important because they are around folks who can get sick and spread the disease within a facility or within the community, and we need our first responders back on the job keeping our community safe. So the prioritization for testing comes back to all those limited resources that every community is facing at this time: the limited laboratory supplies, the limited personal protective equipment, and the limited laboratories who are available to perform testing at this time.
Dr. William Nettleton is the medical officer for Kalamazoo County and Calhoun County, the health departments in those two counties. Thanks again for taking time to speak to us about this.
You're very welcome.